Real quick, before we begin, we have started up a Patreon page at patreon.com/technofunkboy for both Dragonlance, The Thorns of War, and Montblanc's Hunters, our Final Fantasy-themed tabletop role-playing game. You can find this at patreon.com/technofunkboy, and you'll get the episodes a week early, as well as some behind-the-scenes features. Thank you, and on with the show. War has come to Kryn, a war building for centuries as dragons and gods drift into myth and legend. This is the war that will bring an end to it all, or restore what was lost for good. Welcome to Dragonlance, The Thorns of War.
My name is Jet, and I'm playing Saria, and Saria is a high elf wizard.
I'm Doug. I'm a human rogue by the name of Zeroth Harkonnen.
I'm Esther, and I play Rowena Rotherwood Ranger.
I'm Jim's friend. I'm playing a cleric named Jimpleton.
Hello, my name is Atropos, and I am playing Griffith Uthladrin, Salamnic Knight of the Soul.
Morning comes. The moons are still in their current state, and so no changes there. Some of the mercenaries have returned to town. Cudgel and Griffith have not. And
breakfast.
as you eat, Berlin will come in and say, Zeroth.
Yes.
Were you interested in joining me?
Let's go. Where are we going? I'm gonna kind of spring into action without knowing what I'm doing.
We're going to try to find out what happened.
Yeah. I'm going to look back at the party and what about the rest of my friends? Maybe we should all do this or.
And Tim will stand up. He's like, absolutely.
Well, come on then, Tim. Rowena. Jimpleton. I'm going to get it.
We should finish breakfast first.
I have them written down right here and I keep flipping over and it's like, and.
Yeah, no, I love it. Jimpleton, Rowena. Yeah, well, we could finish perhaps, Berlin. You might let us pop a couple more eggs in down our gullets and tighten up our bootstraps and put a loaf of bread in our hamper sack.
Absolutely. And there's a couple more, some of the sailors that are in this morning for breakfast. Lidara has come downstairs and sat at her normal location. Yalmi has fixed a fine breakfast on a tray to take up to Bakaris.
Oh, okay. Bakaris.
But y'all can eat and.
I'm going to eat and I'm going to actually ask Lidara. It's like, I was in the bath last night, Lidara. And, oh, I don't know if I know her name or not, but.
I assume they would have told you.
Yeah. I like that tune. It kind of stuck in my head. Where does it come from? I feel like I've heard it before.
Oh, well, it is old. Do you know of Nightland?
Nightland.
And roll a history.
Like Nightland or Nightland, like somebody's name?
It's a location.
Okay, history. 20. 30, 20. Nightland.
We refer to that as a sloppy Joe.
I'm still
trying to make that a thing.
This
is my contribution to Dungeons and Dragons. Is in 20 years people are going to be calling it a sloppy Joe.
I rolled a sloppy Joe.
So Nightland is a location not far from here. And it is spelled night as in day and night. The reason that's important is it used to be spelled night as in night of the round table.
Mm.
But it has become dark lately. Mm. And since the cataclysm, it has become a place of great evil. And no one goes there anymore. But as you tell her, it's like, oh, yes, I know of Nightland. She says,
this is a song from before the cataclysm, before it was overrun by evil.
It has that vibe to it. What does it mean?
Well, it is a story.
Roll persuasion.
Okay. An 18.
Okay. She says,
it is the story of a Salomnic knight who betrayed his honor for his own lust and about his downfall.
His own lusts?
Mm-hmm. And she will begin to sing. And as soon as she begins to sing, you are all just captivated by the song. And it seems to have a magical effect on you. Her voice is both powerful and beautiful. And the words just echo off the room as she sings. Say, she sings, is the gleaming knight of the rose, a man handsome, composed, one who strikes fear in his foes, but whose soul was dark and worn. His elfish princess betrothed had no way to yet know that in his keep enclosed was a wife to be disposed, to be forgotten beneath his thorns. If y'all want to roll history.
So is the song over now? She stopped singing?
Yeah.
And we're uncaptivated?
22.
Yeah. Okay. I'm still captivated. Kind of thinking about it still.
You've heard this story before. This is the story of Loren Soth, a great and powerful knight of Salamnia, right before the cataclysm, who was renowned worldwide, was famous in his day. For his just great deeds of bravery, of chivalry, he had his castle in Nightland, and his own set of knights who followed him. There's nearly none more famous in the day than Soth. But one day, when he was escorting an elfish princess, a priestess of Paladine, he fell in love, and unfortunately for him and for his wife, he was married at the time. His wife died of mysterious circumstances as he was marrying the selfish princess. The Knights of Salamnia found out about it and stripped him of his position and lay siege to his castle to try to bring him in to be tried for his crimes. The rest of the story varies, but it didn't end well for him. or his new wife, or his son. And it is said that Nightland is haunted by his ghost even today.
Are you telling us that story? You knew the history of that. I rolled terrible. So I guess maybe you fill us in on that. Oh, that's a rough story. So do you believe it? I'm going to kind of look to Rowena, but also to Ladera. I'm just kind of guessing she's nearby still. Is there any truth to the story?
There is much. Lord Thoth had his chance to redeem himself, and he chose hatred and violence instead.
Whatever happened to his son?
His son died during the cataclysm. His long-suffering wife, who prayed daily for his redemption, once she found out who he really was carrying their boy when the cataclysm hit. She begged him for help, to help their son, and he left them to die.
Did she die too?
Yes.
How long ago was the cataclysm? I know we all kind of...
A little over 300 years ago.
What language was that song in? It's very beautiful.
The Solamnik.
Oh, I thought so.
Rowena's going to ask her if she knew them.
Oh, yeah, she's an elf, huh, this lady?
Did you know them personally?
Her eyes go wide and she says,
I've said too much. I need to leave.
Dang, she did know them. I'm going to say that kind of like I'm not going to say.
So did she tell us definitely that the wife died?
Or
is that just something that we knew that she died?
She would have said that, yes.
You're not an elf, right? You're human. No. Okay.
Well, if she just gets up and leaves suddenly, I'm going to say, you're welcome back anytime.
Oh, that's right. We own this place. You know, we can redecorate this cubby and kind of make it hers and put up some memorabilia from, you know, the story. It's a pretty famous story.
No, that's a bad idea.
I don't know, just some paintings or something.
Well, breakfast is done. I think we can go now.
Yeah. Good idea.
I have no idea what that story was about. Too many syllables in those words.
Lord Soth, right? That what you said, Soth?
Yeah. So if y'all follow Berlin, he'll take you to the north side of town where the mercenaries are. So there's a lot less of them than when you came into town yesterday. There's, first of all, several of them died in the battle, but several of them are still out searching. You will see that that Raven is already there. And they're talking to one of the other officers. She's talking to one of the other officers. So Berlin heads over there and tells y'all, it's like, if you don't mind, go see what you can find out.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the mercenaries that have come back, and I guess I'm with Berlin, right? Or is Berlin the one that asked?
No, Berlin's gonna go over to with Raven.
Okay, I'm going to kind of go with them just to kind of get the scoop.
Okay. What are the rest of y'all doing?
I mean...
We're out of the building, right? This is kind of like outside. What time of day is it?
Yeah, this is outside. They have a camp there.
Okay, so the mercenaries have a camp here, and it's morning, right? We've just finished breakfast. Yes.
Yeah.
What time of day do you think? Like, it's like early morning, or are we kind of
Oh, yeah, sleepers? It's like 9.
Okay. What's the weather like? Is it overcast?
Sunny.
Cloudy? Sunny?
No, it's sunny.
Warm?
A storm is coming.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what y'all are doing, but I'm gonna go with Berlin.
Yeah, it's like late spring, and late winter, early spring, and so you know the snows have melted at this point, and it's it's cool weather, but it's nice. And Doug literally left to go talk to the officers. That's crazy.
Tell me what's going on around here. How did you fare?
I'm sorry. Where are the rest of y'all going?
I don't even know what we're doing.
I guess I'm going to follow them.
So the mercenaries have come back from their fighting those other guys, like kind of chasing off the people, and they've just come back.
Right.
So we've left the tavern or the inn that we own now. I think we're outside and
Fairlands. Well, I can tell that we're outside. I'm here outside. I'm not that dumb.
He's talking about his character. His character doesn't know what they're doing.
Oh, well, I'm saying that
every,
to his character.
Every time Jimbleton says something, I have to think, it's like, okay, is Peter not following this, or is it Jimbleton not following this?
That's a good, I fell for the trap. I got you.
And the great part is, that means like if I wasn't paying attention, I'd just be like, oh no, I don't understand.
Yeah.
So for now on, when I explain it to you like that, I'm actually explaining to your character the same way. I'm like, okay, so we've just bought this inn. I kind of do like a little mini recap for you every time.
We bought it? What?
We inherited it. You didn't buy it. But you've been teaching lessons, so you might be earning some money. So don't forget that. I guess you don't have like a degenerative brain disease. I mean, you're not forgetting what you know. You're just probably...
A what?
I don't know. Just
All right. So as you all follow Berlin in Hill to turn, I was like, oh, or you can just come with me then. And they go over and...
Did he want us to go talk to someone else?
Yeah. He wanted y'all to like spread out and talk to the people. They'll go up to the... to the officer, nice. And Raven looks annoyed and a little scared. She'll look at Berlin and say, how much do they know? Berlin will frown at you and say, the mercenaries have been out hunting, and I too have gone out with Griffith earlier. He agreed to ride to Kalaman to warn them of what is coming, but there are far more than we expected. There's an army of them, goblins, hobgoblins, ogres, and the draconians too. That is what the men have been calling them, draconians.
Why are they choosing now to do this?
Berlin will think and kind of play with his mustache and say, organizing goblins is like organizing cats. I didn't think that you could actually do it. But this doesn't bode well. We don't have the manpower to stop them.
How many men did Gorgonis have?
The mercenaries?
Yeah. The captain. The betrayer.
You think that there's like 12, 15 total, including some that are still out in the field.
Are they all coming here?
The man will say, they seem to be. They are. Well, we saw them last night. They were camped to the northwest, but they're heading in this direction. They're probably mean to hit the river, then head up to the sea, to Kalaman. But Kalaman has a wall and an army that can defend.
Maybe we should go to Kalaman.
Raven will say, I was thinking the same thing. I hate to do it, but I don't think there's a choice. We need to get these people to safety. And if they pass over the town, then we'll come back later. But they need to be safe.
You think they'll burn everything here?
We don't know what they will do. Goblins, they've never been organized like this. Not that I know of.
So we just get an inn, inherited an inn. And now it seems like, well, I guess we should party. Drink all the rum, all the beer.
if they burn, if you come back, we will help you rebuild. Vogler's always been good about that.
How many people are in the city in Vogler? Village?
A few hundred, maybe.
I think we
maybe
should,
300-400 people.
I think we should start talking to the citizens, getting an evacuation underway. If there's hundreds of people, what's the fighting force of Vulgar? Vulgar. I mean,
Vogler. You need to learn the name of the town in Dutch.
Vogler. Thank you. What's the name of Vulgar? I mean, I've had some morning breakfast beers. Vogler is, what do we have? 50 men to defend it? Maybe 100 men tops?
If we get the farmers involved, then 50. But as far as trained fighters, 20 at most.
Is the intelligence good for several hundred men? Is that, can we be sure that, I think emptying in town requires a second opinion. I don't know. Is this the force we're really facing?
All, and the officer will kind of point to everybody and say, all the people here saw it.
Raise your hand if you think we're all going to die when these people come through the village.
And they all go, me.
I'll keep my hand down.
Okay. I'm convinced. That was a good show of hands. I guess I'd like to be a part of helping to evacuate the town. I can't speak for Jimpleton or Rowena, or Tim,
well,
I'll do what I can do.
I would appreciate the help. If there's anything else we can find out here, then let's do so. But
I have an idea. I'm sorry. I just came to me. The reason they're probably coming here on the way to the city, Calamon, they're probably going to resupply here. What if we poison the supplies? What if we let some salted meats and poisoned them and left some ale? Make it look like we took some, but couldn't get to all of it in time. And I mean, we could possibly take down a few dozen and then at least slow them down, having to care for their sick. Is there anybody in town that is good with herbs or that kind of craft?
Yes, we can whip up some poisons.
Possibly the well, too. I hate to poison a well, but if it slows down our enemies.
Well, if you poison the well, you might as well burn the city.
That's what that sounds like they'll do if they come through here. Yeah, that's maybe not poison the well.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's kind of taking a little far.
Well, that's one path. We can do one path or the other. We can raise the place so that they can get nothing from it. Or we can leave it as it is and hope that we can come back.
I think poisoning the food and the ale, we might get a commander if we poison the ale. I'm sure that the leadership will probably be drinking. Unless they've, I don't know, I guess a seasoned combatant might actually know that trick. Anyway, I'm going to I'd like to start helping to gather the children, women and children and elderly.
Yeah.
Getting some wagons together.
Yeah, we have a couple of days before they get here. And so we have time. We'll start when I'm back in town. We'll make an announcement in the town square and then we'll begin work.
Hmm. Okay.
Berlin will say, if I still would like to know what Gregonis was thinking. If y'all can find out anything more, then great. Otherwise, we'll head back to the town square.
I think we can look into that.
We'll go talk around.
Yeah.
Listen at firesides.
As you go, everybody's willing to talk, but you hear them talking amongst themselves and stuff, but then they kind of look over to you as y'all approach. If you want to roll persuade, you can.
I'm going to be talking smack about Bacaris. Just kind of like to see if anybody knows his family and just kind of.
Wow. Like, you know, I mean, things are kind of serious.
I persuaded them with a 4.
Yeah, I rolled up 3.
Hold on. Let me see. I'm going to be kind of talking about persuasion.
Yeah.
7. Yeah, we're not being very persuasive.
I don't think we're going to learn anything here.
But Bacaris, right?
Why are we asking about Bacaris?
I just like
we're asking about Gregory or Gregoris or.
Well, I'm trying to get to the. I'm trying to be like the everyman, you know, like talk about the rich people, like kind of. I'm trying to talk to the proletariat.
Well, it didn't work.
Yeah, I see that.
How far are you into Dragonlance novels?
I'm still in the first book, so
okay. You said every man, and I'm like, how did he know about the Everman? Oh, he didn't say Everman.
And the Everman does not appear in this adventure. Very important character in Dragonlance Chronicles. But
I need to get back to it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, if they're unconvinced, do they seem like they don't want to talk to us because we're strangers?
Yeah.
Or is it okay? Then I'm gonna do. Let's see. What could I do to break the ice? Some sort of performance. I know. I'll say this is going to be great. Okay, I see that you don't really trust us. We're new. So why don't we pray together? And then we'll all be on the same cause together. Then maybe you'll trust us some more. And immediately after I say it, you finish talking, I'm going to like stop talking and start like gesturing my hands like a pastor and like move my mouth, but not say anything. And I'm going to do that for like a minute and then I'll stop. Do you know Gregoris now? I feel like we know each other better. I have a performance if you want to roll a performance or a new perception or persuasion. Or an intimidation.
I think intimidation or performance might be best on that.
I'll do performance 15 because I wasn't trying to be mean, so intimidation is
with a 15. What everyone else sees is when Jimbleton is doing this is flowers just popping into the air above and behind him. And like everybody's just like, what? And
well, that's new.
Zareth and Rowena, if y'all will roll perception.
Yeah, I'm rolling poorly tonight. 7.
Wow, you really are.
8.
Okay, y'all are transfixed by this. Like, you do not know, like, have the foggiest clue what is going on. And and after this minute stops, it's like somebody's like, Gonis kept telling us about some woman in the ruins. Maybe that had something to do with it.
A ruined woman?
Did he say which ruins?
There's the ruins of the old keep, like right beside, like right nearby there.
Oh, yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you.
I didn't know you could do that, Jim.
Hmm? Anyone can
flowers
pray.
Flowers appear.
Are there any flowers on the ground?
Yeah.
So I have a spell called Thaumaturgy, which doesn't mention flowers, but it's basically very small, insignificant transmutations of stuff. Like make a flame brighter, or make the ground shake harmlessly. I would like to try to use Thaumaturgy on the flowers and see if I can make them bloom more vibrantly in color and bigger. Now, I don't know about the flowers behind me, right? She just said, oh, I didn't know you could make flowers appear.
Right, yeah.
So this is my effort to make flowers appear.
Okay, so and you say it changes the colors of the flowers?
Well, it doesn't mention flowers, but it says I can change the color of a flame or make it shine brighter. It says that I can make sounds.
Oh, okay.
Says that I can open a door that's not locked.
Yeah, so you can kind of manipulate things so that it would appear to be kind of flowery. And as you do that, so Tim will come up to you and is like, you can do it too. Wait. Did your god give you the power to do that like mine did? And he'll point his hoop pack in the air and go, flower. And they just pop like popcorn around her.
I guess. I couldn't do it before, but I guess I can. This is the first time I've ever done it. How did you know I could do this, Rowena?
I saw you doing it when you were praying.
No.
You need to tell us more about your god, man.
Oh, well, you should come to my lesson.
And this could be the rest of the episode.
No, no, it'll be come to my lesson. I'm not going to interrupt what we're doing.
Yeah, and Tim will step in front of Jimbleton and go, well, it all happened when I died. And I saw this light. And Jimbleton was calling me and saying, no, 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 you can't go in the light. You have to come back here. And he kept whacking me on the head with his magic to heal me. But then I saw this flame. And this flame started talking to me. And Tim will kind of go on as y'all wander off.
We're going to the ruins, Tim.
Y'all go ahead, mark inspiration down in your character sheets.
Nicely done.
Okay, so you head into the ruins, and this is Thornwall Keep, and it has not been used since the cataclysm. The cataclysm, when it just kind of ruptured through here, just really fundamentally broke the structure of this place. And so there are hallways that are completely blocked off. There's, you know, giant cracks in the floor as areas separated. Now there's like water could be dripped down. You see water stains on this ruined rugs and things around here. It is kind of a big place though, and there's a number of ways to go. Any particular way that you would like to go? There's stairs going up. You can go farther in. You can go to the left, to the right, straight ahead.
I'm going to say to the group, like, hey, perhaps I can scout ahead stealthily, and I'm pretty good at sneaking around. Maybe I can get a little peek in and come back and report.
Oh, you think it's dangerous here?
I mean, I don't know. Didn't we just hear some ghost stories about this place? Or
maybe we should have.
No, this wasn't this place.
What's the guy's name?
We just heard there was a woman here.
Yeah.
There's two guys that start with a B. The guy that took us to the mercenary camp.
Berlin.
Yeah. Maybe we should have told Berlin we're coming here first if it's dangerous.
Maybe I'm overreacting. I don't know. There's supposed to be like a lady. I don't know.
Let's see. What do I have? Well, if you want to go scout ahead, go ahead.
I mean, I'm just going to stealth it out, you know, just walk ahead a few minutes, being real extra stealthy.
Okay.
As you start heading through to in the corner of your eye, you see the figure of this woman passing through, like a little bit down the hall, just crossing the way into a room. You are not at all startled by this. In fact, you're very intrigued. And you feel like you need to follow.
Like magically intrigued?
Like magically intrigued.
Dang! Okay, but I'm still stealthing, right? I mean, or did I give up stealthing when I was magically intrigued?
You can still stealth.
Okay, I guess I'm going to follow then. Got to. Compelled.
Okay. You go into a room and you see a stairway down and you see her figure walking down the stairs. She's dressed in a black robe and her hair is pulled back and is black. Her skin is fair.
I rolled a sloppy Joe on stealth.
You gonna follow?
Heck yeah. I mean, I'm sneaky and I'm feeling it too. Like, I feel like I'm being sneaky.
You get down to the bottom and it's dark here. And your eyes are adjusting. And there's some cracks in the walls and stuff that is letting some sunlight in. But you're below ground now into a basement area. You see
am torch. I still compelled? Like, is there a part of me that's being like, maybe I shouldn't be here?
There's probably a part of you that thinks that. It's not the majority part.
Yeah. Well, you said she's fair-skinned and black hair pulled back. I don't know. What is she wearing?
This black, kind of this black robe that is kind of form-fitting in the places it should be. And mm-hmm. You see here, like, this is a wide, like, this was once a wine cellar. There's nothing in here anymore except debris, but there's these pillars throughout, and you see a torch light on the far end, and you scoot around one of the pillars and take a look, and she's there, and she kind of looks at you out of the corner of her eye, and she says,
"There's no need to hide. Come out, Zaroth."
What? She knows my name? Mm-hmm.
Did we see this, or he had already gone out of our vision?
He had already gone out of your vision. Y'all are following as you can.
What? Oh, I was waiting for him to come back.
All right, maybe you're not following.
And I was going to say to Rowena, like, if he thinks it might be dangerous, why would he go alone?
I don't know. Should we follow him? Make sure he's okay?
Probably. Do you know which way he went? I lost him after he turned the corner.
No. I lost him also.
What about you, Tim?
Tim is like looking at like the shattered wall, and is like, "Whoa, I can fit inside of that."
Well, if we don't know where he went, maybe it's better, you know, not to get lost. We'll just wait. I'll just wait for him.
Oh no!
Down below, the woman has gone to the far end of the room, and as she puts her hand out, a series of candles light around her, and you see what appears to be an altar in front of a wall that's been crudely painted. It's a little too far away to see, though.
Oh no. I'm getting serious Legend vibes. Tom Cruise, you know, the Legend, when, I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, but
yeah,
like, I'm gonna start dancing, and then with this, and I'm, I don't know. Do I need a roll for, like, I feel like something is probably like, how do I have any sense of, like, I should get the heck out of here, or am I totally just under a spell? Like,
you are under a spell.
She's called me out. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to, I guess I'm jiving with the situation. You know, I'm going to kind of take my cloak or whatever, and just my, any kind of bags. I'm going to kind of set them down. I guess I'm feeling pretty casual, and I'm going to go over to the altar and, you know, I guess see
lay
if I can
lay down and bind yourself on it.
Yeah. See what? If I fit on it, you know, nice altar here. You got, I'm going to say, who are you? You're beautiful.
I'm a friend.
How'd you know my name?
I know much about you, and I'm in need of your help.
And you get closer, and you see the crude painting on the wall is one of a five-headed dragon. One of the heads is blue, one black, one white, one green, and one red. Roll me religion.
Holy cow. Either T-Mat or this.
T-Mat does universe. Not exist on Kryn. You stop okay. that.
Okay. All right.
It's definitely not Tiamat. It's totally Tiamat.
Oh, one.
With a one. Four. You have no Wait, idea four. What this yeah. is.
It's not Tiamat. It's Essamat.
What is this? Beautiful five-headed beast.
It's a Hydra.
She is power. She is the way forward. She is your future. She is worthy of your loyalty. We will meet again.
And the room goes dark as all the lights just flutter out at once. Your eyes readjust with the little light that's coming in through the cracks. Your eyes readjust, and she's gone. The painting is still there.
How's my psyche?
You are free.
So, can I tell, though, that I wasn't?
Yeah.
Holy smokes! I'm gonna go back up, I guess,
and tell the group exactly what happened.
Okay. Y'all can do religion rolls as well as he's describing things.
And then she disappeared.
I rolled a 0 religion.
Wow.
Natural 20.
Natural 20, finally. Rowena knows. Rowena knows that this is one of the old gods, the five-headed dragon. In fact, it's Takhesis, the queen of the evil gods. She's the evil counterpart to Paladine, the platinum dragon, who is the head of the good gods of Kryn. This was basically an underground altar to an evil goddess.
I'll relay that to the others. It sounds a lot like Takhesis religion. Is that her name?
Takhesis, yeah.
So, you think I was under the influence of a zealot of Takhesis?
Sounds something like that. You gotta be careful about who you go.
Rowena's like, sure, under the influence, whatever.
I never knew bad could seem so good.
I'll just kind of laugh scornfully. Well,
is the painting still there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The altar is still there. The candles are there, and you could tell that they had been recently lit.
I'm going to kind of show them, like, she did this, and they all lit up.
They all light up. No, I'm joking. They didn't do that.
Holy cow!
I was going to say, I think we just found his character's god. We got me and Tim, and now we have...
Tim is showing Melon. It's like, you know, see, this is what you are. You're a dragon like this. They're all your size. Don't worry about the painting. They blew it up for effect.
Would I have as a follower of a good god, would I feel the need to deface an altar of an evil god or no?
It probably would not be a bad idea.
Probably have to make it beautiful. Like, I feel like that would, defacing it would be like negative energy. It'd probably add defacing, to its power.
Defacing it just means drawing a mustache on all five heads of the dragon. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that would be... I thought that would work,
beautifying it.
But I would want to make it unusable again. So I'll actually cast Guiding Bolt on the painting.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll increase the cast it as a second level.
Cool.
So my attack, I rolled a 10 against a painting.
A 10 will hit in a motionless wall.
Excellent. And then, 24 damage.
Holy smokes. Yeah. No, it breaks away some of the stones and stuff and just ruins the painting.
Okay. Good. And, I'll break all the candles in half.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's an actual altar.
Yep.
Then I want to summon a spiritual weapon to destroy the altar. And the idea here is that I'm using good magic to destroy the evil magic.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So let's see. Let me mark that spiritual weapon right here. I get the spiritual weapon for a full minute.
So
I think. Yeah, 1 minute. So I guess like
10 rounds of whacking away at the thing.
Yeah, so if we want to roll 10 times, that's fine. Otherwise, you know, if you're like, oh, no, that would destroy it.
No, that would do fine, yeah. You just banged away at it until it just kind of collapsed.
Well, I don't think... I don't know if she actually needs... Whoever that lady was needs these things to do her power, but if she does, she won't be able to do them again.
I'm going to be... Can I be looking for any kind of traces? Or did I get the sense that she was, like, ethereal, like, or is there foot tracks or something? Can I investigate?
You can roll survival.
Okay.
For tracking, or investigate if you, yeah, if either one would be fine.
I'll do investigation. 15.
15. You don't find anything. There's
okay. No sign of her being yeah. there. Or tracking.
I go ahead and roll insight.
Shoot. 7.
Okay. Yeah, no, you just can't find where she came from, where she went. There's just no sign of her.
Okay. There's no sign of her.
When I destroyed the painting and the altar, did you feel anything?
Did I feel anything?
No.
I don't know. Oh.
I felt good. And that thing was, I was under control, you know. I kind of, okay, you know, I'd help you out if I wasn't looking for footsteps. I would have helped you.
Oh, no. I did well on my own.
See that. Thank you. I'll buy you a beer at our own pub.
Which way did the lady go?
I think she went this way, but I can't track her at all. I don't know. I didn't see any footsteps.
I thought you said she vanished.
Well, it seemed like that, but, you know, I don't know how much of it was just an illusion or... I didn't see her at all. And how could somebody know my name? It's just, that's crazy. Well, I don't believe in, yeah, but not to me. I mean, not recently. It just seems really odd.
I might be able to help you. If you think she might have left tracks, I can help you try again.
Yeah, maybe we can, is there some kind of ectoplasm or something on the...
Okay, when he says, yeah, then I'm going to cast Guidance.
Okay.
Which is, let's see. What's S? Somatic. That's hand somatic gestures, right?
Hand gestures, right.
So I'm going to... is it ranged or is it touch? Touch. So I'm going to do like... you know, the feel Jesus. that's going to be basically how I cast Guidance on you. And so now you can roll a d4 and add that to your skill check.
Oh.
Your ability check.
Roll insight again with it.
I'll roll insight. Okay, I do have a pretty high insight, and I can add a what to it? That is a sloppy Joe, but I didn't roll a D4. Boom, +4, so 24.
Okay, yeah. As you're thinking about it, you start to realize this. She wasn't there physically. This was a vision. This was either something ethereal or something in your head.
Do I get a sense that it was projected or is this something latent within me?
Projected.
Okay.
And Jimbleton, kind of in the rubble that you have now created, you see something there metallic, and you reach down and you produce a rather nice mace that had been you know, kind of sitting behind the altar.
And it doesn't like look evil.
No, it looks really cool actually.
Okay, I'll pick it up.
What did you find, Jimpleton?
A club. A rod.
A mace.
A metal beating stick.
You know that Raven has called everyone, like the town is just empty now. Raven has called everyone to the town square, and as you're getting closer and closer, you're starting to hear the the noise from the crowd. You're still a few blocks away and you do spot something ahead. Go ahead and roll perception.
19.
8.
Use your inspiration. 8
for me also.
Well, does inspiration last if we don't use it?
Oh. Yeah, you'll just hold it until you use it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to use mine actually.
Oh, yeah, me too.
What were we rolling? Perception?
Yeah. And what does inspiration do? You can reroll it?
Oh, yeah. 16.
You roll again as long as you don't already know the whether you failed
the outcome.
You notice this figure doesn't look right. The first thing you notice is that it's stumbling. It's like moving slowly ahead. Then you notice its wings, big leathery wings that are as tall as it is. And then slowly the bronze, scaly nature of its skin. It doesn't look like the draconians that you faced earlier, but it looks related. Is it a bit bigger.
Coming toward us?
No, it's heading toward, as you realize, it's heading toward the square where everybody is.
All people are gathering there. Evacuate.
How far are we?
Yeah, how far away is it from us?
You're about 100 feet away from it. It's still, you know, still 30 feet from the square, and it's moving very slowly.
I'm going to... Does it look injured?
Yes, very much. Okay. It's like dragging itself.
If it looks injured, then I'll start running towards it.
I'll follow.
I'm going to try to get a shot off, a surprise attack kind of shot. If it's within range. How far did you say it was?
It's 100 feet.
Okay. I think I have to run up a little. After what 60 feet have to be?
Okay. So yeah, you can spend a round, you know, taking double action basically, and dash up 50 feet.
I think it's 80 feet. 320 is the longest. 80 feet is that right?
Within 80 feet would be, yeah, regular, and then 120 would be a disadvantage.
Okay. So I'll just get up into, it's 100 feet away. I can, not a disadvantage, right? You said it was about 100 feet away?
Yep.
So can I get a shot off?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and roll it.
All right. And this is going to be, what? Natural 20. 26.
Very good. So the arrow just catches him like right between the wings, you know? And you see it, as he falls forward. Roll damage.
12 damage.
12 damage. It's enough. And as you watch the figure of this draconian just kind of shrivels in on itself and hardens. And then there's this kind of cackling sound from within his bones as the creature explodes with a deafening roar of fire as basically this fireball erupts in the middle of the street, and the shockwave comes and hits the buildings on either side and shakes them, and the glass of the window breaks, and you hear the screams from the town square as everybody is startled and starts to scream and run.
Dragonlance: The Thorns of War is adapted from Shadows of the Dragon Queen. We stream this game on the third Sunday of each month at twitch.tv/technofunkboy. Theme song by the Technofunk Boy, featuring Blue Velvet. Thanks to Sirenscape for the amazing atmosphere and other music. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to use them at your gaming table. The Thorns of War is part of the Play Well Network, where you've just been pwned.